Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The Bert Show.
All right, Abby, you know how I feel about ghosting.
You know how I feel about ghosting.
So how can this be a question if you ghosted somebody or not?
You either do
or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there could be some gray area. And I want to raise the question that there might be some scenarios where ghosting could be okay. So there's something going on in my life. And actually, yesterday I found out that there's something going on in my friend's life where we think there might be some scenarios where just cutting somebody off cold turkey might be okay. So, you know the guy that I did like the first date review with a while back where I went on the date, got him a little tipsy, mm-hmm. had him give me a review on how my date went. Well, I decided to go out on a second date with him and just give him another chance just to kind of feel him out.
I'm shocked he decided that he was going to go back out. Did he know you did that?
I told him that it might be a possibility.
Okay.
But I didn't send him the link or anything. I wasn't like, hey, do you like how this sounded?
Right.
So we ended up going on a second date, and it kind of just confirmed that this just wasn't the right relationship for me. Nothing really bad about it. Just, I don't know, just didn't really feel like we gelled.
It felt like he was more into Romeo than you.
Honestly, yeah. I was like, I can give you Romeo's digits. And he sent me a text after the date ended, and he said, hey, had a great time with you. Let me know if you want to do anything when you get back from Jacksonville. And I said, thanks, had an awesome time. Drinks were great. Basically just ended it there and had no plans on texting this man back again because I just didn't want to go on a second date with him. So I felt like there was really nothing left to say. And so in my mind, I'm like, am I an a-hole? Am I ghosting this guy for not giving him a reason for why I want to go on this second date?
I actually wouldn't consider that ghosting.
Me neither. You
don't think so? Okay, run that one by me again. So you
went on a second date with him, and he said, had a great time, would love to go out again.
Yep.
Let me know. And I said,
and you did not get back to him.
And I said, thank you. Drinks were great. Ended it there.
See, to me, that's like a reading between the lines, bro. Mm-hmm. At least you gave him context clues because you said, if you want to do it again, let me know. And you didn't let him know you wanted to do it again. You just said it was cool.
Yeah.
That to me, as a guy, you can walk away saying, yeah, she's not into it.
I understand what your question is now. I understand why. Is this ghosting or not? Because I didn't give him a definitive, there's not going to be another date, but it certainly was loudly suggested.
Yes. And I don't know, like, at what point do you have to break up with someone and give them, like, a PowerPoint presentation as to why? Because that's one of the hardest things I find about dating is that you're kind of trying out all these different people.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's nothing personal. It's not that I think he's an unattractive or bad guy.
Right.
I just don't think we're going to be in a serious relationship. And that's really hard to express. So I just thought it's easier for both of us if I just deuce out.
Read exactly what you said again, because I want to take this from his perspective just to make sure.
Let me pull up
that it
seats.
Would be crystal clear, because for me it would be.
It would be too. See, a lot of guys though, they can't read between the lines,
right.
And they don't take the clues.
And I'm so afraid of rejection anyway that if I didn't get an enthusiastic text back, there would be no. And reading that for me and my insecurity, that's it.
That's
man.
It.
I hear exactly what you're saying,
loud and clear.
Had fun with you tonight. Let me know when you get back from Jax. Would love to hang out again if you want to, .. And I said, I waited literally 24 hours to respond. I said, sorry for the late reply. Been bopping around all day. Had an awesome time. Thank you again for dinner and drinks.
Okay, I only think you made one minor mistake, and it's not even like a major at all.
Okay.
Apologizing for your schedule.
Okay.
Gives him hope.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you would have waited 24 hours and then text him without apologizing, for me, that would have spoke volumes. If I don't hear back from you in 24 hours saying that I'm I can't wait to see you again, mm-hmm. and it takes you 24 hours to get back to me, I already know the answer.
Okay.
I feel the same way. Like you, I mean, I still would have felt like I get it, and I would have read that as you're being polite, mm-hmm. but you're not interested. And that would have been more than enough for me. But I do think for most guys, the sorry, they would have read that as like, oh, she cares.
Mm.
You see? Yeah. Even though you were just being polite.
Now, if you were interested in another date, then an apology like, oh, so sorry I didn't get back to you because I've been blah, 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 blah. But definitely, then that's cool.
Yeah. That's why communicating is so hard. Like earlier in the show when we were like, do we respond to your ex if they come swooping in? Do you say anything? That's why it's so much easier just to not say anything. Because I apologize because I'm a nice person. And now he thinks that I want to plan our third, fourth, and fifth date.
No, right. I don't think he does. He should get it, but it's not ghosting.
No, because it was a closed statement. Like that, I can appreciate that. I think if you were interested, it would have been a little more open. Like, okay, I'll definitely let you know, or, you know, I look forward to the next time. You just saying, it was great, thanks. You should know.
All right, Mike here says, yup, is ghosting. Hey, Mike, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I would think it's ghosting because, let's face it, men are stupid and we don't pick up on hints very well. Because when he said, you know, I had a great time, I'd love to go out again, and she said that, yeah, drinks were great, to me that's leaving it on a positive note. And so the guy's thinking, oh, okay, it went well. I'm waiting to hear back again. So, yeah, I think, you know, just a quick, you know, yeah, drinks were great, but I just don't feel the chemistry. You know, good luck in life.
I think it's an interesting point that you make, but women shouldn't have to, because he initially said, yeah, it's ghosting because men are stupid. That's not a woman's fault.
No, that's the stupid men.
Yeah, that's a
and
stupid man.
And it ain't
man.
All of us. Yes.
That's not on you.
No.
I guess it is because I said yes to the date. And when he said, oh, you left it on a positive note, it was great. Drinks were great.
Right,
I
drinks.
Just don't want to see you again.
Nah, I think you're done at this
you're
point.
Good.
Yeah, unless he follows up again, I think you're done.
We're done.
It's The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.